And by the way, it is official. The Atlanta Braves have lost to the Kansas City Royals. Ozzie Albies grounded out, and the Braves lose. So the Atlanta Braves do not clinch. They will go into this doubleheader in the same situation as us, which means they got to win one of two. We got to win one of two. If either team sweeps, the Diamondbacks make the playoffs. I wouldn't feel great if I'm a Diamondback fan right now, because whoever wins game one, think about what that lineup is going to look like in game two. Think about who's going to pitch in game two. It's not an ideal situation for them, but it is baseball, and weird crap happens. So this is not the worst case scenario for us, but this wasn't our best case scenario. Our best case scenario was clinching. Our second best case scenario was only needing one win and the Braves playing for nothing. The third one, the one in the middle, was we only need one win, but the Braves also need one win. And that's the circumstances we're in. So the Atlanta Braves, the one freaking time I root for them, one time, the one time any of us root for these bastards, and what do? They lose to the Kansas City Royals 4-2, and their five-game winning streak is over. And now, thank you, Major League Baseball. Your fault. We are guaranteed to have a doubleheader. There's no play one game and then we're done. It is a guaranteed doubleheader on Monday. And then both teams potentially, if they split, are flying to another city to play the next day. And watch this, because you know this will happen because Major League Baseball is run by a bunch of schmucks. Someone's going to have to play early. So you're going to play a doubleheader that ain't going to end till, you know, God knows what time, 7:30 at night, 8 o'clock at night. You're going to fly to Milwaukee or San Diego, and one of those games is going to start at like 5 o'clock Eastern time. It's just, they should move it back, but they won't because Major League Baseball doesn't give a rat's ass. So it is now official. Mets Braves doubleheader. Both teams need a win to make the postseason. Any thoughts?
I have a question for you. Has there ever been a day where both teams celebrate on the same field after making the playoffs? Because that's what's going to happen tomorrow.
I'm sure there's been doubleheaders of the past where one team clinched the division and another team clinched the wild card. I do remember it wasn't the same day, but in 2000, the Braves won the NL East at Shea Stadium one night, and then the next day, we won the wild card. And so we celebrated the next day. They celebrated the night before. Both those celebrations were pretty muted. I don't know what these celebrations look like tomorrow. And look, honestly, I hope there are two. I really do. I mean, yes, in a perfect world, we win both. We knock the Atlanta Braves out. That would feel good. But I just need one win. That's all we need. I mean, knocking the Atlanta Braves out would be, you know, icing on the cake. And if we're sitting there after a Met victory and after the Mets officially punch a ticket to the postseason, will I sit there and root with whoever is playing for the Mets to win to knock them out? Sure. But right now, I'm fearful of the disaster. I'm fearful of this season potentially ending by getting swept by the Atlanta Braves. I'm scared. I'll admit it. I'm raising my hand up. I'm scared. I don't look at this as, oh, yeah, we got them right where we want them. I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm not scared because today they bounced back the way they needed to. I know they weren't up against the best pitching, but they did enough to win. And I still think tomorrow it's not ideal scenario, but I do think that in the end, whoever wins that first game, like you said, it's kind of almost like, are they going to be gunning to try to knock out the other team? They just made the playoffs. They can sit back and relax and let things just be as it is, which is kind of it's kind of great for the team that doesn't win the first game.
Yeah, so here's the problem with all of that. If the Mets don't win game one, okay, they are the loser of game one. The Atlanta Braves officially punch a ticket. They're going to the playoffs. And now, a half hour later, game two starts with the season on the line. And the Atlanta Braves are starting effing Dylan Lee. Like, they are just going to throw all their bullpen guys out there, which is also not ideal for the Braves because they're going to play a playoff game the next day. And so, sure, you can change your roster for the wild card series, obviously, but how many changes are you really making? It's not like you're making household changes. There's probably a guy or two that you may exert in that second game, thinking, all right, I'll just take him off the roster in the wild card series. No harm, no foul. So that is true. So let's just say in the scenario of Mets lose game one. Okay, don't worry. We got game two. The Braves are excited. They made the playoffs. They're going to sit Marcell Ozuna. They're going to sit Matt Olson. They're going to sit two or three guys. They can't sit everybody because remember, there's only five bench pieces with these 28-man rosters, right? So you sit a bunch of guys, and now it's a cavalcade of brave arms that are going to just try to get those 27 outs. We're not going to sweat our asses off. We're not going to sit there thinking, can you believe this? We're not going to be able to hit this guy. We're not going to be able to hit that guy. Like, that sounds like one of the worst 2.5 hour experiences you could ever think of. I'm being honest with you. It doesn't mean the odds don't favor that whoever loses game one wins game two because John Brebbia is going to pitch five innings for Atlanta. Or in our case, Danny Young is going to try to eat up four innings for the Mets. I get that. I don't want to be in that scenario. Let me get to the Diaz thing on going to him. I was okay with going with Edwin Diaz. I was. And hear me out on this, because he ended up throwing a lot of pitches, which was less than ideal. I mean, who the hell wanted Edwin Diaz out there throwing 30 pitches? Edwin Diaz, in general, pitches a lot better when he's not rested for a week. And you saw that in this game. You saw it. His velocity was down. He didn't have that same kind of sharpness he usually has. So I thought it was smart to just get him in there, get him an inning, and move on. The reality is, it is unlikely he would have to pitch two games in this doubleheader because, I mean, unless he blew game one, I mean, that would be the scenario where he comes into a game, it's 5-4 in the ninth inning, he comes in to get the save, blows the game, and now you're playing game two, backs are against the wall, and you have another lead. So I think that's the scenario where, yeah, maybe Edwin would have to pitch both games of a doubleheader, and that would mean three appearances basically in less than 24 hours, which I would still do. If my season's on the line, I mean, what choice do you have? And Edwin in the past has shown he pitches well or pitches better when he's worked. So I did think it was important to get him in a game. Otherwise, he hadn't pitched in 8 days. Like, that's not good for him. And again, I think it's unlikely he's going to have to pitch twice. Sure, there is that scenario where Diaz comes in, blows a game, and now you've got to win the second game, and here comes Edwin Diaz, and you need him. But more likely than not, if you're losing the first game and it's 5-1 in the ninth inning, you're not going to Edwin Diaz. And you know in the back of your mind, you have the second game. That's why managing game one doesn't have to be balls to the walls, because you know, all right, we lose this game, we got one more crack at it, and as we talked about, we also know that the Atlanta Braves are probably going to use a lot of low-leverage guys just to get through those 27 outs. Now, I don't care about this. You don't care about this. The Braves shouldn't care about this, but this doubleheader is a joke for Major League Baseball. It really is, because under these circumstances we're laying out, whoever loses game one, whoever wins game one, game two looks very different. Game one is a genuine, hey, we got to win. It's almost like a one-game playoff for both teams. You win, you get in. You lose, you get a second opportunity against a team that's basically not going to pitch anybody. So that's the scenario where it doesn't look good for Major League Baseball. If you're an Arizona Diamondback fan right now, you don't feel great. Now, the reality is, maybe you shouldn't have lost 2 out of 3 to the San Diego Padres. Maybe you should have gone out and won more games. Maybe you shouldn't have blown an 8-run lead a week ago. But what a weird, weird way for this season to come down to. I mean, think about just how freaking weird this whole thing is. A doubleheader in which if you win, you're in. And if you lose, you get a second crack at getting in. It's unbelievable.